The Lower Kuskokwim School District has until August 30th to remove an estimated 36,000 gallons of diesel fuel sitting within 100 feet of the riverbank. The Coast Guard is overseeing the fuel transfer, and Bernie Nowicki with the Department of Environmental Conservation says so is the DEC.
Right now, we will just be overseeing the process. And, you know, we're going to be working hand in glove with the Coast Guard while they move that fuel.
Is that typical when this amount of fuel is being transferred at once for the DEC to be present?
No, ma'am, it's not typical, but this seems to be a special case. It's got the concerns from the community and concerns from the state and the Coast Guard, so we need to have a presence there.
By the end of the month, Nowicki says the DEC will test the ground around the fuel tanks and determine if the school district needs to clean the soil before it, too, is eroded into the river. If the soil needs to be cleaned, it will most likely be done through land spreading. The process is common in rural Alaska.
Basically, land spreading is an area that they'll find away from everything that's kind of isolated. And they spread the soil no thicker than 6 inches, and they allow those volatiles to basically vaporize out of that soil over a couple seasons.
The Napakiak School was built in the early 1970s, but records of fuel spills only go back to the 90s. Since then, documents show that roughly 495 gallons of fuel has been spilled around the school's tanks. Those spills were all cleaned in compliance with state standards. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.